Beer On Show number 5.
I like beer. Beer on. Holy shit. I'm a for-profit person. Ooh, shiny. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. This is gonna be fun, people. This is gonna be a train wreck.
Hey everybody, how's it going? Got some brand new equipment for you, and checking it out, doing a little test today. I'm sure you can probably hear my squeaky chair in the background. That's always a lot of fun. So I got this new equipment today, a mixer, nice Behringer mixer, and a couple mics that came with mic stands and 20-foot long cables, which were surprisingly cheap, you know, and the quality of the products are pretty good. I'm really surprised, really happy. So, you know, so that's what's going on. Don't know really what I want to talk about tonight. I think I might try a new format in that I am still really testing and playing with this equipment, and you know, I don't know. But the new format I'm thinking about is just to record something a little bit every day, not just have to do one big old show all the time. I think that's going to work. So, you know, today was pretty cool. You know, I was really tired. Worked my butt off on Saturday and then worked again yesterday. And so now I'm doing this. So, again, I had to work today and, you know, I have to work, you know, 3 more and everything, and I haven't had a day off for a week, so I'm kind of strung out, I guess. So I'm doing this, and I got my new toys, as I called them today. I was really excited. Bought some additional cables, and I think I have to buy a couple more little things, and then I'm going to be all set. But, bollocks. I totally am bombing right now. So, why don't I pause this, and we can record the Skype test that I'm about to do. And if that works, maybe we'll Skype somebody. All right. Skype test.
Okay. Hello. Welcome Hello. To Skype call testing service. After the beep, please record a message of up to 10 seconds.
Okay.
Afterwards, your message will be played back to you.
Hello, Skype test. How are you? This should be pretty sweet by cricking. All right. Will you come back round here soon? Hello, Skype test. How are you? This should be pretty sweet by cricking. All right. Will you come back round...
If you are able to hear your own voice, then you have configured Skype correctly.
Ew.
If you hear this message but not your own voice, then something is wrong with your audio recording settings.
I think I heard
Please check your microphone and microphone settings or visit skype.com for more help.
Okay.
Thank you for using the Skype call testing service.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. So, all right, looks like that worked. Let's go try this Skype thing for real now. All right. Hello?
Hello? Hello? McFly, is this thing on?
So, yeah. Hey, everybody, say hello again to Mike.
My Mike? Mike?
Say hello, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
This is him.
Oh, okay.
The one and only.
Oh, God. There's only one. There's too many.
Joe, are you drinking a beer?
No, I'm not, actually.
We're on the wrong show, then.
I know, shit.
I had some milk.
Oh, hey, it's pretty hardcore there. Better take it easy with that. You get Perla gas. Perla milk. Perla milk? Ew.
I milk my rat. That's milk's the best.
Nasty. So, yeah.
So what's going on, Joe?
Nothing much. Just trying out the new toys. Getting all the settings the way I want them.
How does it vibrate? Does it vibrate fast or slow?
It can do whatever I want it to do, whatever speed.
Does it swirl?
Yeah, it does that.
What happens when you sit on it?
It just
this is the wrong show.
I think we are on the wrong show. Okay, hey, I think we're on a different show now.
What happens if I hit this?
Let's not find out. What'd you do?
Nothing.
Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I bought two mics so I could actually have somebody here in person. Actually, we could have multiple people on this call.
Where's Andy? Is he busy?
Andy's probably recovering. Yeah, I didn't tell you about this yet. On Friday, he says
he got dumped?
No. Well, kind of. Ah, darn. Kind of he did.
Ah.
By his motorcycle. He took the on-ramp a little too hard, and he wrecked his bike.
And he kissed the curb?
Yeah. I saw he had a skinned knee or whatever, and I guess he says his hip hurts.
A little boo-boo?
Yeah. He's had some bad luck lately, man. First he burns down our barbecue and nearly the house.
Well, in case he's listening, the first thing he did is suck at fantasy sports.
Yeah, that too. But he always sucks at fantasy sports.
Yeah, he's just there to kill space.
Yeah, he's just a filler player.
Eliminates the bye weeks.
Exactly. And, oh well. So, yeah, and then he wrecked his bike.
CDs. Talk louder.
Who the hell is that? I can't hear you.
Hang on.
Get your ass closer.
Read the songs that she put on the CD.
Oh, God. I shouldn't be putting this on the internet, but Jennifer has a CD that Chrissy came across in her little collection.
Uh-huh.
It's labeled Brian's Songs.
Oh, God.
If y'all know which Brian that is, to remain anonymous, just Brian.
Oh, jeez.
Number one, Goo Goo Dolls, Iris.
Ugh.
One More Day, Diamond Rio.
Ugh.
I'm Already There, Lone Star. I don't know what the songs are, but Thank God I Found You, Mariah Carey.
These are all songs Jennifer played.
You're My Inspiration by Chicago.
Ugh.
There You'll Be, Faith Hill. God Must Have Spent, NSYNC.
Oh.
A Jet Plane, John Denver.
Oh.
Last Kiss, Pearl Jam.
Oh.
Underneath It All, No Doubt, and Heaven, DJ Sammy. I think I know three songs out of this whole CD.
They're all like, Gag Me.
Tell her she has to, move on or something. Get rid of that shit.
I'm sure that she doesn't listen to it, but Chrissy came across it.
Oh, God.
Oh, speaking about bad luck.
What?
Well, I don't know if this is luck or not, bad or good. Some guy on Friday jumped off the parking structure and died.
On campus?
On campus.
Wow.
Let's see here. The caption reads, a foil sheet covers Fullerton resident Michael Scott Zyram, 43, as police waited for the coroner's arrival. Zyram fell to his death in an apparent suicide falling from the top of the Nutwood parking structure on Cal State Fullerton campus.
Is that the one that looks all metal and shit on the outside?
That is the big one.
Okay, not the one by the... Well, they're both kind of by the TSU.
It's on the corner.
Okay. I was on campus yesterday.
You were on campus?
Yes, I was.
Reminiscing?
Kind of, sort of. I was with a friend of mine who had a new car, and she needed to get, Cal State Fullerton stickers or something. Well, that's what she needed for her car. And, yeah. And I'm seeing they're finally building the Student Rec Center. Seems like I voted on that 10 years ago.
Oh, Mike Rouse is on the Indians.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay. Why, are you upset at that? Oh, that...
Oakland A's, man.
That's right. He got traded, I guess. I don't know. Or maybe he was a free agent. I don't know, man.
I found something pretty invaluable when I was going through my textbooks.
Oh, yeah?
I was packing
let's
up
some. Let's do a little refresher there, Mike. Do a refresher.
Oh, okay.
Start at the beginning.
Those who don't know, who are listening, all two of you, not counting me and Joe.
Yeah, no, I think that is counting me.
Anyways, I have a box full of fucking textbooks that I have not been able to sell back because they only give you 50 cents for them. Now they're just creating clutter and weighing down space. So I figured I'd go online and see if anybody buys them back online. Sure enough, there's like four or five sites out there. Tuck in the ISBN number, voila, you get some money. So 11 books, totaling about $45. Not bad. But when I was packing my books up, saw this little paper sticking out of one of them. What the hell is that? Open it up. It's one of those old, I don't know what they call them, $25 Saddam Hussein bill from Iraq.
Hmm.
Authentic.
Wow.
I almost gave that away.
You almost did.
I would have been upset if I knew I gave it away.
Yeah. Did you ever see the cell phone video?
Just what I've seen on the news.
Oh, I saw it. It's pretty fucking creepy.
He died, right?
Yeah, he did.
It's not the one where he comes back to life?
No. Not that one. Okay, then.
Yeah.
Awkward silences.
We're wasting money.
What money?
I don't know.
Okay.
Unused airspace, isn't that wasting money?
No. Seeing that I didn't pay for it or anything, I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah. Good times.
Yep.
Okay. Anything exciting going on tomorrow, Mike?
Hmm. Tomorrow's Tuesday, the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. It's probably going to rain tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that.
First time this year, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, it actually sprinkled on me a little bit on Saturday. We were breaking down all the equipment, and yeah, it started to kind of rain. That wasn't good. So, yeah.
The big news for tomorrow. Vista.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to rush out and get that. Uh-huh.
Hate to be in Microsoft's help center.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun.
Why doesn't this work? How come my computer doesn't turn on anymore? Why does it take 5 minutes to open an Internet Explorer?
My computer tastes like burning.
I hated the purple berries.
Ralph, did you eat your glue?
Well, me too, Mark.
Can you put my milk, Mommy? The last time, Ralph, I'm not your mommy.
Hi, I'm not stupid. I'm going to take out your water bottles. Oh, you're bad.
Okay.
I think Joe heard that.
Yeah, but... I don't know if it was recorded. I see two little tiny bumps. But whatever. Bow, chicka, bow, bow. Yeah.
Ow, it hurts. It's too big. Take it out.
Chrissy's too big for you? Ew.
Whoa, I can't feel anything, man. It's like a freaking, I don't know what.
Like air. It's like a cave.
I'll tell you what, Bobby.
Oh, damn it. Okay.
It's like throwing darts in outer space.
Yeah, I'm glad they gave us a little more notice on Sunday that there was a new King of the Hill.
I already knew that.
I didn't know, shit.
You gotta watch TV more often.
Well, I recorded The Simpsons, and then I, you know, am watching it. Well, it looks like GarageBand took a shit on me here. I don't know if it likes doing the Skype thing very much. I don't know.
Joe, can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can.
I thought I muted the mic.
No, GarageBand did something gay. So, it stopped recording for a second, so...
That's it. Yeah. I was going to buy a Mac.
Well, GarageBand just doesn't like to have multiple things running at the same time while it's recording or playing or doing anything, so...
Echo. 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 Echo.
I'm tired.
Echo. Echo. Echo.
I have to go buy some windscreens for this mic. As you can tell, I'm breathing into the microphone.
If you're going to do that while I'm on... Dude, seriously.
I'm not going to do it. I'm trying not to do it. Which is why I had to buy the windscreens in case I keep doing it. Or do it by accident.
Are you going
to
buy that padded triangular egg crate type things for your wall?
No. Because I have a lot of space to cover and it's too fucking expensive.
And just go to Target and buy the stuff that you put on your bed.
Yeah, I actually thought about that. I was like,
buy a couple, two
I
kings.
I threw my old one out a few years ago. That would have come in handy right about now.
Or just sit in your closet and do it and talk.
Well, no
All
room.
The clothes will act like a dampener.
There's no room in my closet. Maybe I should clean it out. Get all those skeletons out of there.
I'll clean it for $100.
No. It's actually pretty clean. So.
To your standards.
Well, you've seen it before. You've seen it a lot worse. This, you'd have to say, is pretty damn good.
Seen it and smelled it.
Yeah. Well, it's doing pretty good. So, alright. I'm fucking tired. Alright, let's wrap this show up. I'm already at over 17 minutes here.
Well, this show is mostly about nothing. This is the Seinfeld episode.
This is the equipment test episode, and unlike the one I did a couple weeks ago, borrowing stuff from work, I will put this one out. Because I kind of crossed the line in the other one, and I didn't want to do that. So, it's probably never coming out. Sorry, folks.
That'll be the bonus track.
It just might. If I get super famous, I'll crank that mother out.
Or you'll pull a Tupac when you die. All of a sudden, Joe's still alive. He's got more albums coming out.
That's right.
I'm just going to take...
Talking from beyond the grave.
I'm just going to take words and sentences that he said in recording sessions and mold them together. Make a track out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, half the album's a...
Let me go run out and buy that right now.
Joe's favorite rapper is Young Jeezy, for people's reference.
Not really. He's old and sucky.
Old and sucky. He's already had two albums out, and now he's old.
Yeah, he's old. He's old school. He's old.
He's not Bow Wow.
Yeah.
What happened?
Goddamn motherfucking Skype crapped out on me again.
I'm still talking here. What's going on?
Well, it stopped, or not Skype, GarageBand.
I'm trying to blame it on the non-Mac issue, huh?
Well, GarageBand is a Apple product. I don't know. All right, let's wrap this up before it craps out again. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Mike, you got anything you want to plug or anything?
Yeah, the next time I do this, I promise I'll have something to talk about rather than nothing.
And be drunk, too, and I'll do this.
Yeah, I'll drink a beer next time, take a shot or something.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good idea. So, if you guys want to email us, or me, the show, the email is beeronshow@gmail.com. If you want to call and leave a voicemail on the comment line, it is 206-666-JOE1, which I forget what those numbers are, but whatever.
It means we're not related to Satan.
That's correct. Add us on the MySpace page at myspace.com/beeronshow. And you can visit the show page itself at beeronshow.podomatic.com, and maybe, just maybe, we'll have a new, what am I trying to say, a real website. Just my, I'm going to try and work on that here in these next couple of weeks, maybe months. We'll see. All right, everybody. See you later.
Biatch.